You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, July 21st, 2026 edition. In Lansing, House Speaker Republican Matt Hall has entered into the Canadian forest fire smoke issue that has blanketed Michigan for the last several days. And while Hall is calling for more collaboration between the two countries, he concludes, quote, "It's clear that Canada cannot manage this on their own. They are way over their head, and they really need going forward to have more collaboration with the United States in order to find a solution." For that end, he told Off the Record panel that he's been in touch with the United States ambassador and fellow West Michigan Republican Pete Hoekstra, and with the Canadian ambassador to the United States, Mark Wiseman. Speaker Hall told Ambassador Wiseman he wants Canada to send representatives to come and testify before a Michigan House committee. "We need to, quote, get some more answers for the people of Michigan from the Canadians." And I think this conversation would be a real benefit to the people of our state. Republican Speaker Matt Hall boils it down to this. The tone is here in Lansing, basically, what the heck is going on here? Why are these wildfires happening? And what is the concerted plan to fix it? What are you going to do differently this year than from last year? Because it seems like the smoke is getting a lot worse this year. Ultimately, our neighbors to the north, if they don't cooperate to find solutions, the speaker would endorse congressional efforts to send them a message via sanctions. Well, President Trump may have heard that message, and as a result, imposed a 50% tariff on some Canadian products coming into the United States. Hall then went on to say, if the Canadians will not work with the United States and Michigan and show us a clear plan that is going to address this and fix this, then we should sanction them. But again, I'll leave that up to President Trump and his administration, Hall said yesterday. Well, message heard loud and clear. President Trump, on Bret Baier's special report, announced a 50% tariff on some Canadian products. Finally, Matt Hall, Speaker, said, as far as searching for some cooperative answers, I can actually orchestrate this much faster than Congress can in Washington. But he does remain hopeful that Canada will send some folks to come and testify to the House Oversight Committee. Better than just yelling at them, Hall said, the first step is to come in and explain this to us. What's going on? Why is this happening? And what are you doing to solve the problem? Well, to this exact point, House Oversight Committee Chair Jay DeBoyer has sent a letter asking Canada's ambassador to the United States to testify before his committee about what the country is doing to reduce the number and severity of the wildfires that blanketed Michigan in smoke for the last several days. In his letter to Canadian Ambassador Mark Wiseman, DeBoyer said reoccurring wildfire smoke has harmed residents' health, disrupted tourism, and has affected many local economies. He said allowing fires to burn unchecked is not a viable option, and that lawmakers want to discuss Canada's forest management practices to reduce future wildfires. DeBoyer said, "We are pure Michigan." Serving as Canada's ashtray this summer after every summer is not a viable answer. We need a solution, and we need it now. Well, according to the Canadian Interagency Forest Fire Center, more than 800 wildfires were burning across Canada at one point last week, including at least 200 classified as being out of control. Smoke from fires in Ontario prompted air quality advisories across the entire state of Michigan. Detroit reportedly recording the worst air quality of any city in the world on July 16th, according to the IQ Air Institution. Now, it's really interesting because Vicky and I were downstate on Friday. It was amazing in the Macomb County area where we were staying. The smoke was actually worse down there than it was up here in North Country. It was amazing how bad it was on Friday. And a lot of people said that it has absolutely hurt tourism up here in northern Michigan. Mackinac Island last week was a ghost town. I was told and shown some pictures, downtown Mackinac Island, nobody on the streets. Not really sure what time or day it was they took that picture, but it was a ghost town. So we'll continue to monitor this story and see if, in fact, Canada representatives will come and testify in front of House Oversight Committee Chair Jay DeBoyer's committee. Another little short story I want to throw in right now in this segment. You heard this at the top of the hour, bottom of the hour news break. Michigan Court of Appeals tossed out the convictions of two men convicted in state court relating to the fake 2020 kidnapping plot to kidnap and kill Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A decision Attorney General Dana Nessel said she will appeal to the Michigan Supreme Court. The ruling yesterday for Paul Bellar and Pete Masuko follows a recent published decision by a different appeals panel who held that the kidnapping is not a violent felony for the purposes of charging material support as a terrorist act. That decision from that panel is binding on the court due to what's called legal precedence. And that conviction was overturned on appeal back on June 9th, 2026. However, there was different judges in that case. Attorney General Dana Nessel said this, quote, "A previous ruling used legal linguistic gymnastics to overturn the conviction of an extremist," referencing co-defendant Joseph Morrison's case. Nessel continues, quote, "Now that broken precedent has legally bound this Court of Appeals panel to reverse the convictions of two more dangerous criminals," said Nessel. She continues, "It's clear that all three of these defendants engaged in a coordinated plan to kidnap and harm the governor and cause mayhem and destruction across our communities in the process. There's no word to describe this other than, quote, violent, end quote, said Nessel. Well, Belar, Masuko, and Morrison were all convicted in Jackson County of providing material support to terrorists, as well as being part of the quote unquote gang. The two ringleaders were convicted in federal court of kidnapping conspiracy and conspiracy to use a weapon of mass destruction. Well, this new panel, judges Michael J. Kelly, Saima G. Patel, and Daniel S. Corbin, did not address Masuko or Belar's other arguments, noting that if Masuko's argument was that MCL 750.4543K is unconstitutional and prevails, it would afford greater relief than that mandated law underlying the Morrison decision. Masuko's attorney argues that the statute is overbroad because it criminalizes the dissemination of information and ideas. But the appeals panel disagreed, noting that it doesn't stop someone from criticizing the government, politicians, or even police. It only criminalizes a small subset of speech-based conduct. The panel also rejected Masuko's argument that there was insufficient evidence to support a conviction of gang membership because the Wolverine Watchmen was a, quote, nonprofit organization, end quote. Well, the panel held that there was sufficient evidence presented that the Wolverine Watchmen's purpose, although not for profit, was definitely unlawful. Morrison, Belar, and Masuko were among more than a dozen men charged in state and federal court in connection with the fake FBI entrapment plot. My opinion, not the stories. This is all fake, absolutely fake plot, I believe, set up between Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the FBI. She needed the publicity at the time because she wanted to be Joe Biden's vice president. Pure and simple. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled Killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
"I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me."
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart. Helps save the American automobile industry and can apply the same skills to get Michigan back on track. Perry Johnson for Michigan.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for governor.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Get ready, Michigan. Saturday, July 25th, Rock Michigan Red comes to Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan in Clare County. Don't miss the Motor City Madman himself, Ted Nugent, live on the mountain for a night of music, energy, and Michigan pride. Bring your friends, bring your family, and be part of one unforgettable summer event at Liberty Mountain USA. For tickets and full event details, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, getting into some text messages. John Palmer, our pig farmer over in Onaway, said, Randy, what did I say? Send our Michigan National Guard and equipment in, put out the fires, and send Canada the bill. Well, that might be something that could happen under a Republican governor, but it's not going to happen under Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer is not going to stand up for Michigan to Canada. She's running for president in 2028. She does not want to tick off the liberals because she wants their vote in 2028 presidential primary. She wants to be seen as someone who can get along with Canada and not stand up to them. But here's the thing. I do not want to hear liberal, communist, social Democrats talk about greenhouse gases ever again. You have no credibility on this subject anymore, period, end of story. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, with all due respect, you can take your Clean Energy Act of 2040 and shove it. You're all concerned about greenhouse gases. Do you know how much air pollution was created because of these wildfires in Canada that you did nothing about? You said nothing. You did not put on a press conference. You did not contact Canada in any way, shape, or form. And you're the governor of our state. So all you liberal tree huggers, shut up. Do not want to hear anything about greenhouse gases ever again. You have lost total credibility on this issue. Do not ever bring it up. Because you guys obviously have no problems with Canada allowing these fires to cause this kind of pollution in our state. Where are the protests? Where are your homemade signs? Where are you guys standing out in the fog, smog of this air pollution this past weekend? Nowhere. Nothing. So just take it and shove it. You've lost total credibility on this issue. Do not ever bring it up again. Our internal combustion engines with all the catalytic converters and all the things that we have now on our vehicles do not cause 1% of the air pollution we've just been subjected to because of these wildfires, because of your liberal communist friends north of the border in Canada. So just drop it. Knock it off. Stop it. And you Republicans, I'm going to tell you something. If we give you the power in November, we elect a Republican governor, we increase or maintain the majority in the House, and we take back the state Senate, you guys better undo everything this governor in her trifecta did to our state legislatively. You need to undo it all. And the first thing you got to get rid of is this stupid, ridiculous Clean Energy Act of 2040. All of our electricity to be produced by solar panels and wind turbines, are you kidding me? All because of greenhouse gases? Well, where is your protests? Where is your press conference, Governor Whitmer? Where are you? The only ones talking about this is Speaker Matt Hall and Chairman of the House Oversight Committee, Jay DeBoyer, both Republicans. Talking to ambassadors, telling them we want people from Canada to come here and testify in front of our House Oversight Committee. You Democrats have not said one thing about this at all. So guess what? In my mind, you've lost total credibility on this issue, on this subject. Stop talking about it. Because every time you open your mouth about greenhouse gases, I'm throwing these wildfires in your face. You are dead silent, no protests, no homemade signs, nothing. Where are you people? So we're done. You've impacted our tourism season this year up here in North Country. You've damaged us politically. You've damaged us economically, and it's going to stop. And you have no credibility on this issue ever again. So take greenhouse gas subject and shove it. You have no relevancy whatsoever on this issue. And the thing of it is, that just totally ticks me off. This was supposed to be a phenomenal tourist season. Having to even fight the high price of gasoline, diesel fuel, which was already hurting it, these wildfires have damaged it even more. And nowhere to be found. So you guys have lost totally. Nancy, the air quality was worse in Holland last week. We were there than it was actually in the UP when we returned. We could literally taste and smell the burning in Holland. Amazing. Almost the same way in Macomb County. This has been way more pollution than any truck or SUV ever could cause, says Officer Rick. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, they